In the previous sugya, we saw that anybody who's kofer b'avodah zarah is called a Yehudi. In that context, the Gemara is bringing another memra. Reb Shimon ben Pazi ki hava posach b'divrei yomim. When Reb Shimon ben Pazi started with the drashas of Sefer Divrei Yomim, Omar Hochi said as follows, Kol dvorecha, referring to Divrei Yomim, Echotim. You often refer to a single person with a number of names. And we know that when you change the name of somebody and call him something else, you want us to darshan and to learn something from that change. He's bringing an example, referring to Bisyo Baspari, who actually married Kolev ben Yefuna. The Pasuk in Divrei Yomim says as follows, V'ishtoi ha-Yehudiya yolda es yered avi gedoyr ve'es chever avi soichoy ve'es yukusei l'avi zanoyech ve'ele b'nei Bisyo Baspari ashelokach more. Even though the Pasuk tells us that this Ishtei HaYehudiya, referring to Bisyo Baspari, gave birth to, it seems, a whole list of children, really it was one child, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though she didn't give birth to him, but she brought him up. So when it says in the Pasuk that she was Yolda es Yered Avi Gedoyr, ve'es Chever Avi Seichoy, ve'es Yukuseil Avi Zanoyach, really those are all titles for Moshe Rabbeinu. Asks the Gemara, Mai Kori LeYehudiya, why was Bisyo Baspari referred to by the name Yehudiya? Al Shom Shekofra B'Avodah Zarah, because she denied the concept of Avodah Zarah that she was brought up with in her father's house, Pari. Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vatired Bas Pari Lirchit Al Hayoir, Bas Pari went down to the Nile to bathe, Vomer B'Yechanon, Sheyardo Lirchit Migilule Beisovia. She went down to the Yoir in order to be Toivel L'Shem Geirus. And obviously the Achreinim here will ask that how can there be Geirus before Matan Torah? And the Achreinim Amarich asks the Gemara, Yolda, did Bisyo Baspari actually give birth to Moshe? V'ho Rabui Rabisei, she only brought him up in her house. She didn't give birth to him. Says the Gemara, from here we see, Loimar l'cho shekol ha-megadil yosem v'yoseimo b'seich b'isei, n'maylo lo v'akosov ki'ilu yilodoi. Somebody who brings up a yosem or yoseimo in their homes, it's as if he gave birth to them. And now the Gemara is going to explain why Moshe Rabbeinu was called by these names. Yered, ze Moshe, velo mo nikro shmo Yered. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu called Yered? She yorad lohem li Yisrael mon beyomov. Since he was the one that caused the mon to come down, he was called Yered. Gedoyer. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu called Gedoyer? She godar pirtzisen shel Yisrael. Through the Torah that Moshe gave Klal Yisrael, he fixed up all those pirtzis that needed fixing up. That's how the Marsha explains this. Chever. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu called Chever? Shechiber es Yisrael la'aviem shabashamayim. He was the one that connected Klal Yisrael to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's why he was called Chever. The root of the word Chever is Chibur, which means connection. Soichoy. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu called Soichoy? Shenas Elohem leYisrael kesuka. Moshe protected Klal Yisrael with his tefillos like a sukkah protects a person. When Klal Yisrael did the Aveira of the Egel and the Meraglim, then Moshe Rabbeinu davened on their behalf. Yekusiel. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu called Yekusiel? Shekivu Yisrael lo'el b'yomov. The word Yekusiel has the similar letters as Kivu, which is hope. And in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, Klal Yisrael had hope every day in the Ribbono Shel Olam. They looked up to the Ribbono Shel Olam every day, knowing that they needed the mon and the slav to come down every day. There was nothing left from the day before. Zonoach, Moshe Rabbeinu was called Zonoach, shehizniach avonisem shel Yisrael. Because of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos, Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael, and their averus became forgotten. Avi, Avi, Avi. Three of the above-mentioned names have the word Avi attached to them. Says the Gemara, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a father in three different aspects. Av b'teira, av b'chochma, av b'nevius. Continues the Gemara, ve'ele b'nei bisya, ashelokach mered, v'chi mered shmoy, v'aloi koliv shmoy. Why was Koliv referred to as mored? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yovoi koliv shemored ba'atzas meraglim, v'yiso es bas paroi shemorodo b'gilulei beisovia. It was Koliv who opposed the meraglim, so he was deserving of Bisyo Basparoi, who opposed her father's avodah zarah. And now the Gemara is continuing with Megillas Esther. We're in Perek Beis, Posuk Vov. Ashehoglom Yerushalayim, im hagoylo ashehoglosoim yechonyo melech Yehuda, ashehaglo nevuchadnetzar melech Bovel. Omar Rova, From this pasuk we see, Shegolo me'atzmoi. It was Mordechai who chose to go down to Golos with Klal Yisrael, even though Nebuchadnezzar himself did not force Mordechai into Golos. The pasuk doesn't say Ashehoyo min ha'goylo. It says Ashehoglom Yerushalayim im ha'goylo. So it seems that the rest of the Eden, they were sent into Golos by force. And he went down voluntarily, similar to Yirmiyahu Novi that also went into Golos voluntarily. Continues the Gemara. In Pasuk Zayin it says, Vayihi oimin es Hadasa hi Esther bas doidoi, kori lo Hadasa ve kori lo Esther. Esther was also referred to as Hadasa and also to Esther. And the Gemara is now going to explain why. Tani we saw in the Braisa, Rab Meir oimer Esther shmo, her real name was Esther, velomor nikro shmo Hadasa. Why was she named Hadasa? Al shema tzadikim shenikru Hadasim. We find that tzadikim are called Hadasim. Vechenu oimer, it says in the Pasuk, Ro'isi halayla. Which is referring to the Shechina, which is standing between the Tzaddikim, who are compared to Hadasim, when they went down to Bavel, and the Shechina went down with them in order to help them and bring them out of Golus. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hadassah Shmo, her real name was Hadassah. Velomo nikras Shmo Esther, why was she referred to as Esther? Al Shem Shahisa Masteres Dvorel, because she managed to hide and conceal information about herself, Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Ein Esther Magedes Miladuto Ves Amo, Kashetziva Leo Mordechai. Reb Nechemya says, Hadassah Shmo, her name was Hadassah. Veloma Nikreis Esther, why was she referred to as Esther? Shahoyu Umoisa Oilam Kayin Oisa Al Shum Istahar. The Goyim would call her Esther, since she was beautiful like the moon, and the Targum of moon is Siharo. And Siharo is very similar to Esther. Ben Azayomir, Esther, her real name was Esther. And why was she referred to as Hadassah? Loi Aruka, Veloi Ktsoro Isa, Elo Beinu Niska Hadassah. She wasn't too tall, she wasn't too short, she was medium size like a Hadass. Her name was Esther, and she was referred to as Hadassah because Yerak Roikes Hoisa. She had a green skin coloring, like a Hadass. And nonetheless, Achashverosh liked her very much, since Chut Shel Chesed Moshu Choleo. Hashem gave a special chen to her so that she should find favor in Achashverosh's eyes. Continues the Gemara. Now in Pasuk Zayin, it says, Vayihi oimin es Hadassa, hi Esther bas doidoi, ki ein lo ov v'im, v'anaro yefastoyar v'toy v'asmare, u'b'moys ovio v'imo, lokcho Mordechai loy lebas. So the Gemara asks that if it's poshut that if she doesn't have a father or a mother, that both her parents must have passed away. Upamois avia ve'ima lomali. Why does the pasuk have to tell us that her parents passed away? Answers the Gemara, Omer Avacha, that the pasuk wants to tell us that there wasn't even one day in her life that she had either a father or a mother. Ibarta, after her mother conceived her, meis aviha, her father died. Yiladuta, and as she was being born, Meisa Ima, her mother passed away. Now the Gemara says that, referring to the Pasuk there that says, V'moisa v'yo v'ima, lokcho Mordechai loy lebas, Tana, we learnt in a braisa mishum Reb Meir, Al tikri lebas, don't merely explain the word lebas in its literal translation, the way it's written, lebas, Elo lebayis, you should also explain it referring to bayis, which means that he married her. Similar type of drasha we find v'cheinu oimer in Shmuel by Uriah Achiti, where it says in the pasuk ulerosh ein koil ki im kivsa achas ketano ashekono vayechayel v'tigdal imoy v'imbono v'yachdov mipitoy toichal u'mikoisoy tishte u'v'cheikoy tishkov u'tehi loy kebas. Asks the Gemara, Mishum de Becheikoi Tishkav, Havisle Kabas? Elo Kabayis. It doesn't mean Bas, it means Kabayis, which means that he married her. Hochanami so to he by Esther, Labayis, that she was a wife to Mordechai. Now the Gemara is moving to Pasuk Tes. The Pasuk says, Vatita vanaro be'enov, Vatisochein lefonov, Vayvahel es tamrukeo, Ves moniseo losi islo, Ves sheva hanooris horuis losi islo mi beis hamelech. Omarova. From this Pasuk we see, Shahoisa moine bohen, Yemei Shabbos. She had 7 maids, and every day a different maid would serve her, and she knew that when the 7th maid would serve her, that day was Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. It says in the Pasuk, Vayishaneho ve'esnariseo l'toiv beis hanoshim. The pasuk is saying that Hegai, who was the shomer hanoshim, he treated Esther differently to the other naoris. What did he do different with her? Omar Rav. Rav says the difference was she'echilo machal yehudi. He gave her kosher food. The Ben Ish Chai and Ben Yoyada says, even though they didn't know she was Jewish, she didn't tell them, but they knew that they'd taken her from Mordechai's home. And since she's used to the food in Mordechai's house, they kept her diet the same as it was before. Ushmuel Omar. Shmuel says that what Hegai did was she'echilo kodlei dechaziri, little pieces of fat of a chazir. Tosfos says she didn't get punished for eating it because she was forced to. She had no choice. But Tosfos says that chas v'shalom, it's clear that she didn't touch it. The Ben Ish Chai suggests that the same way as the Zohar in Parshas Ki Seitei Daf Reisha Involv teaches us that the other averus that were done there was not actually Esther. It just looked like Esther, but really it was some type of a malach in the form of Esther. So similarly, it could be that it was that form, that malach, that was representing Esther that actually ate this tray for food. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Rabbi Yochanan says that what he did different to her was zar'oinim. He gave her a type of bean, a type of kidneys. V'cheinu Omer, we find a similar thing by Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah, that they had to eat, but they didn't want to eat treif, and they ate zar'oinim instead. Like it says in the pasuk in Daniel, v'yihi ha'meltzar noises pas bogom, v'yein mishteim, v'noisein lohem zar'oinim. And there was a nest that even though they didn't eat from the bread of the melech, nonetheless, they looked very, very good. Continues the Gemara. Moving to pasuk yud beis of Perek beis of Megillas Esther. Uvahagia toir naro v'naro love el ha'melech ha'chashverish, miketz ha'yois lo kedos ha'noshim shnei masor chodesh, kichein yimlu u yamei merukeihen. The Gemara explains, my Shemen Hamoir. What's Shemen Hamoir? It's Machlekes, Rabchia bar Abar Omar, Stochas. A type of Shemen Afarasamoin. Rav Huna Omar, Shemen Zayis Sheloihevi Shlish. The oil that was squeezed from an olive that had not yet grown a third of its full maturity. Regarding this Shemen, Tanya we saw in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anpakinoin, which is mentioned in Maseches Menachos, is Shemen Zayis Sheloi Hevi Shlish. V'lomo Sochin Oisoi. Why is it smeared on the skin? Shemeishir Es Aseor. It removes, it sheds the hair. U'ma'adin Es Abosor. It brings out the color of the flesh. Continues the Gemara. In Pasuk Yud Dalet it says, Bo'erev Hibo'o U'vaboike Hishovo. Omer B'Yechanon. Mignusoi Shel Oisoi Rosho Lomadnu Shivchoi. From within all the bad midos of this Rasha, we also see something positive, that the girls would only come to him by erev and not in the morning. Continues the Gemara in Pasuk Tezvav, that he Esther noises chen be'ene kol roi eho, Omer Belozo, Melamed shelekol echod ve'echod nidmasaloi ka'umosoi. Esther found favor in the eyes of all the nations, and each one of the nations thought that she looked similar to the beautiful women in their nation. That's what it means, that she was noises chen be'enei kol ro'eho. Now in Pasuk Tez Zayin, it says, Vatilokach Esther el ha'melech ha'chashverish el beis malchusoi b'chodesh ha'asiri hu chodesh teves. Why did the Rabbeinu Shleilem orchestrate things in a way that she would go to Achashverish in this month in Teves? Says the Gemara, Yerach shenene guf min haguf. Since it's a cold month, two people in close proximity warm each other up. You see here that the Rabbeinu Shleilem orchestrated things in a way that would be conducive to Achashverish wanting to marry Esther. In Pasuk Yud Zayin it says, Vayehav ha-melech es Esther mikol ha-noshim, v'tisochin v'chesed lefonov mikol ha-besulois. Omar Rav, from this Pasuk we see that Bikesh litoim tam besula, toam. If Achashverosh chose to be toim tam besula with Esther, he was tam be'ula, toam. When he wanted to be toim tam be'ula, he was toim that tam. And that was the reason that he chose Esther over all the other people that he had met. Now in Pasuk Yud Ches says the Gemara, Vayas ha-melech mishte godei lechol soro v'avodov, eis mishte Esther, so vayitein masa is kiyad ha-melech. In this Pasuk is hinted all the hishtadlis that Achashverosh did in order to, from which nation she belonged. And it didn't work. At first, Vayas ha-melech mishte godei, ovad mishtayo, he made a big meal, lechvoid Esther, something he didn't do for the other women that he met. V'loi galilei, she did not reveal to him her origins. V'hanocho la-medinois osa, was teaching us the next step that Achashverosh took, that dolei kargo, the taxes that his nation had to pay, he told everybody that in the schus of Esther, I'm letting go of that tax. She still didn't reveal where she came from. And when the pasuk says Vayitein Masais Kiyada Melech Shodar Bardishne V'loi Galilei, he would send gifts to the various ministers in Esther's name, and that also didn't help, and she did not reveal where she came from. In the next pasuk it says Ubehikobeitz Pesulais Shenis Umardecha Yoishev B'Shara Melech. The question is, why did he have to collect the girls again? He'd already chosen Esther. Says the Gemara, Ozil Shokal Eitzami Mordechai. Achashverosh went to ask Mordechai for a good idea, for a piece of advice, how he can convince Esther to reveal to him where she came from. Marsha says that that's why the Pasuk says right after that, Umordechai Yoishev B'Shar HaMelech. Omar. So Mordechai told Achashverosh, I'll give you an idea. Ein isha miskano elo b'yerech haverto. A woman gets jealous when her husband shows interest in another woman. So by collecting more girls, it will make Esther feel jealous and it will make her want to conform. And nonetheless, Esther did not reveal where she came from. D'chsiv, as it says in the next pasuk, Ein Esther magedes miladu toves amo. Now the Gemara is bringing another memra associated to the fact that Esther did not reveal where she came from. Omer Rebeloza, May d'chsiv, and it says in the pasuk in Iyov, Lo yigora mitzadik einov. Hashem is constantly aware of everything that everyone is doing, and the tzaddik will get rewarded for everything he did, even though the tzaddik can't see the reward at this point. The time will come and he'll be rewarded. B'schar tznius shehoisa baba Rachel, in the merit of the tznius that Rachel had, the Gemara is soon going to explain this, zochsa v'yotsa mimeno Shaul, she merited having a descendant called Shaul, who was also tzanua. U'b'schar tznius and Shaul, who was Tanua, merited that from him later was born Esther, who was also a Tanua. And now the Gemara is going to explain. What Tznius was particular by Rachel? Tichshiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayageid Yaakov l'Rachel ki achi avyohu. Yaakov told Rachel that he was the brother of her father. Her father was Lavan, and Yaakov was not the brother of Lavan. He was the son of the sister of Lavan. Rivka was Lavan's sister, and Yaakov was her son. So that's what the Gemara says. V'chi achi avyohu? Haloi ben achis avyohu. Elo, we're supposed to darsh in the Pasuk. Omer lo, Yaakov said to Rachel, Minasvesli, are you prepared to marry me? Omrolei, Rachel said to Yaakov, in, yes. Mihu, but you should know, Abba, my father, Lavon, Ramohi. My father is a swindler. Velo yochlaslei, you will not be able to save yourself from his cheating. So Yaakov answered her, Omar lo, Ochiv, his brother, not meaning that they shared the same parents, but we are similar, Ano Baramos. I also know how to be a cheat, and I can save myself from him. Omro le, Rachel asked Yaakov, Umishri le tzadikei le saguye b'ram Yusa? Is it mutter for a tzadik to act in a deceiving way? Omar lo, Yaakov told her, in, yes. The pasuk says in Shmuel, Im novor titovor, im ikish titapol. If somebody goes with you straight, then you go with him straight. And if somebody is deceiving to you, then you can protect yourself by being deceiving towards him. Omar lo, Yaakov said to Rachel, Umayra Miyusa, what do you think your father could do? Omrolei, so Rachel told Yaakov, Isli achosa dekshisha minoyu, I have a sister who's older than me, Leah, v'loi minsivli mikamo, my father will not allow me to get married before her. He's somehow going to manage to get Leah to you before you manage to marry me. Mosar lo simonim, Yaakov gave Rachel special simonim that she would then repeat to him when they get married, and that way he will know that Lavan has not changed them, hasn't switched them. Kimoto Lailya, on the night they got married, Omra, Rachel said to herself in her heart, Hashta mikasfa chasoi, now my sister's going to be embarrassed. Mesartinou ni'alo, she gave the simonim to Leah. V'hainu d'chsiv, that's what it says in the Pasuk. V'hi baboike v'hine hi Leah. Only when morning dawned and it became light and Yaakov saw it was Leah. Michlal, it would seem from there, Da'ad hashto lav Leahi. Could it be that till now it wasn't Leah? Ela mitoich simonim shemosra Rachel leLeah. Because Rachel gave Leah the simonim, Gloi hava yada, Yaakov did not know that this was Leah and not Rachel. Ad hashto, until the morning. And that's the tremendous tznius that Rachel displayed by feeling for her sister's pain and giving the simonim to Leah. Lefikach zochsa v'yotza memeno Shaul. In that schus, she deserved to have a descendant, Shaul HaMelech. Uma tznius ha'isa b'Shaul? What tznius did Shaul have? Dechsiv, it says in the pasuk, Higid lonu ki nimtzu'u ha'asoynois, v'zdvar ha'melucha lo'y higid lo'y, asher oma Shmuel. Shaul did not reveal the fact that he had become king. And that's why zocha v'yotza memeno Esther, and that's why he was zoicha to have a descendant, Esther Amalka, who was also Tzanua, and she didn't reveal her origins. Now this sugya started with a posuk in Iyoiv, Adik Einov. Now the Gemara is going to darshan the rest of that posuk. V'omer Rebbe Lazar, k'shakodesh baruch hu poisek gedula la'odom, when a Rebbeinu Shleim decides that a person should be zeichet to gedula, poisek lebonov, livnei bonov, ad soif kol adairis. Shenemer, as it says in the posuk in Iyoiv, v'es melochim lakisei, v'yushiveim lo netzach, v'yigbohu. Which means that the malchus is given to a person, it's given to remain with him and his descendants forever. V'im hegis daito, if he's haughty and proud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpiloi, then Hashem degrades him. Shenemar v'yushiveim lo netzach v'yigbohu, v'im asurim bazikim yilochtun v'chavlei oini. Because they were haughty, they were punished with poverty and yisurim. Now the Gemara goes back to the Psukim in Megillah. The Pasuk says, Ein Esther Magedes Miladeto Ves Amo Kashativa Leo Mordechai Ves Mamar Mordechai Esther Oise. What was this Maimar Mordechai that Esther heeded to? Omer Birmia Shahoisa Mare Dam Nidola Chachomim. Mordechai ta to make sure she keeps the halachas of Nida even when she's in the house of Achashverish. Whenever she saw dam, she would ask the Chachomim if it's dam toyar, or dam tomi. Continues the Gemara. At the end of that pasuk, it says, "Ves mar Mordechai Esther oisa kasha oisa ba'omno itoy." Omer Rabbi Bar Leima, Mishmei Derav, shahoisa imedes mecheikoi shel Achashverish v'toyveles v'yosheves mecheikoi shel Mordechai. When she would leave Achashverish, she would toyvel, and then would go to Mordechai. And that's what the pasuk means, that she continued with Mordechai as she did before she was taken to Achashverish. Now the Gemara is starting to discuss the story of Bigson v'Seresh. In Esther, Perek Beis Pasuk Chof Aleph, Bayomim Hoheim u'Mordechai Yoshev Bashar HaMelech, Kotzaf Bigson v'Seresh, Shnei Sarisi HaMelech Mishoimrei Asaf, Vayivakshu Lishleach Yad b'Melech Achashverish. It would have been enough to just say that they wanted to take Achashverosh's life. Why was it necessary to add that kotzaf? Omer Rebchia bar Abba, Omer Rebyechanon. Rebyechanon explained that their frustration was done by Shgocha Protis from Hashem and was necessary for the Ness. Hikzif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odoin al Avodov. Hashem caused masters to get frustrated on their slaves. Pari got frustrated with the Sara Mashkim and the Sara Oifim throwing them into jail. Lase Yisrotzoin Tzadik, in order to serve the needs of a Tzadik, Umanu, who was that? Yosef. Yosef was in jail with them. And afterwards, when Pari had the dream, it was the Sara Mashkim that remembered to mention Yosef to Pari. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, that the Sara Mashkim said, V'shom itonu nar ivri v'yiftar lonu es chalomuseinu. And that's how Yosef got out of prison. So to hear, Avodim al Adoinein, Hashem caused slaves to get frustrated against their masters. Bigson v'Seresh got annoyed with Achashverosh, which caused them to plot to kill him. Lasis nest la tzaddik, in order to bring a nest to the tzaddik. Umanu Mordechai, that was Mordechai dechsiv, as it says, Vayivoda adover l'Mordechai, Vatoimir Esther l'Melech b'shem Mordechai, Vayivukash adover, Vegoimer Vayikosev b'sefer divrei ayomim lifnei Melech. So in order to save Mordechai from Haman, it was necessary for Mordechai to be found in the Sefer HaZichronos, and that was only because of the story of Bigson v'Seresh. And now the Gemara is going to discuss some of the details of the story of Bigson v'Seresh. Omer Rebbe Yochanan, Bigson v'Seresh Shnei Tarsiim Havu. Bigson v'Seresh both originated from a place called Tursi. Voyumasaprin Beloshin Tursi, and they were speaking in the language of Tursi, and they assumed that nobody understands that language, and therefore they didn't speak specially quietly. Voimrim, and they said, Miyoim Shebos Zu, from the time that Esther came into the Beis HaMelech, Leiroinu Sheino Beinenu, we're not given any sleep.
Ahasuerus is spending so much time with Esther and constantly asking us for drinks.
Boi v'notil eres basefil. Let's put poison into the drink,
kedei sheyomos, and then Ahasuerus will die.
They didn't dream for a second that Mordechai, who was sitting not far from them, was understanding what was going.
V'him lehoyu yoidim, ki Mordechai miyoyishvei lishkas hagozis hoyo.
Mordechai was part of the Sanhedrin who would sit in the lishkas hagozis in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hoyu yodea b'shivim loshni. He knew all 70 languages, including the language of Torosi.
Omar loy.
One of the two said to the other one,
"V'haloi ein mishmarti u'mishmarta choshovet.
We don't work the same hours. We don't have the same work. And if we're not in this together, they're going to realize who's behind it."
Omar loy.
So the other one responded,
"Ani eshmer mishmarti v'mishmartacha.
I'll come and join you with your work time and with your work."
V'hainu d'chsiv, that's what it says in the pasuk.
V'yivukash hadavar v'yimotzei.
She'loi nimtzu b'mishmartam.
When they went to search, they realized that one of them was not at their post where they were supposed to be. And that's how they realized that he must have gone to help his friend in the scheme. And now the Gemara is continuing with the psukim of Megillas Esther, starting with Perek Gimel, pasuk Aleph. Right after the story of Bigson v'Seresh, achar advarim ho'ile, gidei l'melech achashverish es homon. My achar. Achar would mean that consequent of what happened before, the next thing happened. There was a sequence. But here, what's the sheiches?
Omar Rava. Rava says, I'll tell you why. Achar shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu refuah lemaka.
Only after Hashem created the refuah, the story of Bigson v'Seresh that was going to save Klal Yisrael from Gzeres Haman at a much later stage. So now it was time to put the maka in place. Haman that was going to be the maka, that was going to bring Klal Yisrael back to the Rabbeinu Shleilem. But before bringing a maka, Hashem created the refuah.
After
I've created a refuah for Klal Yisrael, only then I revealed the Averus. How did I reveal the Averus? Through the Makkah that they got. But the goyim, it's not like that. Makkah Oison, first he gives them pech, and only afterwards he gives them refuah, shenemar. As it says in the pasuk, "V'nogaf Hashem es Mitzrayim, nogoif v'rofui."
First, the pasuk mentions nogoif, the makkah, and only
continues the Gemara. And now to pasuk vav of Perek Gimel of Esther. When Haman got annoyed that Mordechai wasn't bowing down to him, "Vayivez be'einov lishloach yod b'Mordechai levadoi ki higidu lo es am Mordechai." Vayivakish Haman lahashmid es kol ha'yehudim.
So the question is, why is he referring to the fact that Mordechai is a yid?
Am Mordechai, the nation of Mordechai. Why did he just not say that Higiduloi, that Mordechai was a Yehudi?
Omarova, Bitchilo, b'Mordechai levadoi.
At first, Haman thought, I'm just going to get rid of Mordechai.
Lebesayif, afterwards he thought, b'am Mordechai, I'll get rid of the whole nation.
Umanu, who are they?
Rabbonon.
The Rabbonon are referred to as Am Mordechai.
Lebesayif, at the end, he still wasn't happy with that, and he decided, b'chol ha'yehudim, he was going to kill the whole nation.
And that's why the pasuk first says lishleach yad b'Mordechai levadoi, and then it says ki giduloi es am Mordechai, and then it says vayivakeish haman lehashmid es kol ha'yudim. Continues the Gemara pasuk zayin b'chodesh harishon hu chodesh nisan b'shnas 12 lemelech achashverosh hipil pur hu agoyrol lifnei haman miyoyim liyoyim u'michodesh lechodesh ne'imasan hu chodesh ador. The question is, why does it say Hippil Pur Hu HaGoyrol? It would be enough to say Hippil Goyrol. Explains the Gemara Tana we learnt in a Braisa. Kivon Shenofal Pur B'Chodesh Adar. Since the Goyrol fell on Chodesh Adar, Somach Simcho Gedoi Lohamon was very happy. Omar, he says, Nofal Li Pur B'Yerach Shameis B'Yimoyishe. Adar is the perfect time where Klal Yisrael could get destroyed, since it's the month that Moshe was Nifta. So that's what it means, Hu HaGoyrol. This was exactly the Goyrol that Haman wanted. The Braisa continues, V'loi Hoyo Yodea. What Haman didn't realize was, She'b'shiva ba'ador meis. It's true that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta on the 7th of Adar. U'b'shiva ba'ador noilad. He was also born that day. And the fact that Moshe was born that day was going to stand in good cause to Klal Yisrael. Now the Gemara is going to discuss Haman's plan to destroy the Yidden. Going to Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches of Megillas Esther. Yemer Haman LaMelech Achashverosh Yeshnoi Am Echod. There is one nation. Omar Rava. Rava said Leke De Yoda Lishna Bisha. There was nobody who knew how to speak Lashon Hara Haman like Haman, where he looked at every single front of Klal Yisrael to try and find what to speak negatively
about them. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the whole discussion that Haman had with Achashverosh. Omar le Haman said to Achashverosh, Ta nechalinhu. Let's destroy the Eden. Omar le Achashverosh said to Haman, Mr. Finney, I'm scared, me'elehov. From the God of Klal Yisrael, Dolilevet be kedavad bekamoi. Hashem shouldn't do it to me like He did to the previous nations that tried to trap a Klal Yisrael. Omar Lei, so Haman said, you don't need to worry. Yoshnu min haMitzvos. Klal Yisrael are sleeping from doing mitzvahs, and since their mitzvahs are being done yoshondik, they won't protect Klal Yisrael. Omar Lei. The Achashverosh said, even though Klal Yisrael are not keeping the mitzvahs the way they should, Yisbuhu Rabbonon, they have Talmidei Chachomim, and the merits of the Talmidei Chachomim will protect Klal Yisrael. Omar Le Haman said, Am Echodim, they're all the same. According to Marasha, the pshat is that Haman said that the Chachomim are also doing the mitzvahs Yoshondik. According to Pshleim Al-Kabat Simon Salevi, it means that since Klal Yisrael are Ravim Zebuzer, the Talmidei Chachomim are responsible for the weakness of the rest of the generation. Then Haman is carrying persuasion to Achashverosh. Shema Toimar, you're going to be worried that by killing all the Eden, Korcha and Yoise b'malchuscha, you're suddenly going to have a whole country that's going to be empty. You don't need to worry. Mefuzarim hein beinu amim. They're all spread out all over the place, and a few here, a few there. It won't cause any harm. Shema Toimar is hanominayu. You're going to tell me that you have benefits from them, from their work, from their chokhma, and we're going to lose out by killing them. You know, you don't need to worry about that. Mefoyrod, kapreda zu she'enois operis. A preda is a type of animal that doesn't give birth. This is also Klal Yisrael, Haman said, they're not good for anything. Shema Taimar, you're going to say, Ike medinto minayu? It's true they're all spread out, but there must be some place, a concentrated area where they're only eaten. And if we kill them, then that place is going to get void of people. Talmud Leimar, b'chol medino is malchusecha. There's not even a single country that's uniquely populated by Klal Yisrael. And Haman continues, v'dosehim sheino is mikol om. Their habits and customs are different from all the other nations. They don't eat from our foods. They don't marry our children. They don't let us marry their children. They don't work for the king. They don't pay his taxes. They find excuses the whole year not to work. We can't do melachos. Today it's Shabbos. Next day it's Pesach. Continues Haman. It's not kedai to keep them around. They eat and drink and they embarrass and degrade the malchus. Even if a fly falls into the cup of one of the Yidden, he throws out the fly and drinks the wine. But if you, the king, would touch the cup of wine, he'll spill the wine onto the floor, and he won't drink it. And after this long tirade that Haman had bad-mouthed Klal Yisrael, he said, to top it all up, if you agree to me that writing off Klal Yisrael and just destroying them all is what's about to happen next, I'll put 10,000 silver coins into the king's coffers. Omer Shlokish. Shlokish said, Golu v'yadu alifnei misha omar v'hoya oilom. Hashem always knew, she'osid homon nishkel shkolim, that Homon is going to offer shkolim. Al Yisrael, he was going to offer to pay off Klal Yisrael from Achashverosh, to buy them off and to kill them. Lefiko hiktim shekleim lishkolov, because Baruch was makdim, that we should have a mitzvah of giving machtis hashekel, with which the korbanos tzibur were bought, and the schus of the mitzvah of giving the machtis hashekel, we would be saved from Haman. Vainu detnan, that's what it says in the Mishnah in Shkolim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Be'echod Be'ador, Mashmien ala Shkolim. A voice would go round at the beginning of every Chodesh Adar, telling people to come and bring their Machzis HaShekel, and also telling them that they should check that they don't have any Kilaim growing in their fields, and if they do, then by the time Ador comes, it's already recognizable, and therefore they should uproot it. So you see that the date that was chosen to give the Machzis HaShekel every year is Rosh Chodesh Adar, and that was just a couple of weeks before the Yud Gimel Adar, the day that Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Now it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomer HaMelech LaHaman, HaKesef Nosun Loch. You can keep the money. I don't need your money. V'ha'om lasu yisboi katoiv beinechon. You can do whatever you want with Klal Yisrael. Omer Baba, Moshel de Achashverosh v'Haman. Achashverosh and Haman are compared to the following incident. L'mo'adov adoimer, l'shnei b'nei odom. two people, echad hayolay til. One of them had a pile of earth, b'teich sadeyu, in the middle of his field. Ol echad hayolay choritz b'teich sadeyu. The other one had a ditch in the middle of his field. Bal choritz, Omar, the owner of the ditch, said, miyitein li til zeh b'domim. Who's going to sell me a pile of earth to fill up the ditch? Baal Tel Omar. And the owner of the pile of earth was saying to himself, Miyitein li chorit zeh b'domim. I wish I would even pay somebody for a ditch in order to be able to put this earth. Liyomim nizdavgu zeh tel zeh. And one day they met each other. Omar loy baal chorit le baal atel. The owner of the ditch said to the owner of the pile, Mokhor li tilecho. Sell me your pile of earth. Omar loy, the owner of the pile said, Toilei sam b'chinom, take them free of charge. I need your ditch no less than you need my pile. V'alevai, halevai you would do that. So to Achashverosh, together with Haman. Haman planned to destroy Klal Yisrael. Little did he know that Achashverosh had equal amount of desire to do the same. So Haman offered to pay, and Achashverosh graciously gave him the Eden free of charge.